Something crazy right now is going on in the States, and if you don't know about it, you should. The Supreme Court recently voted in favor of Biden to have Governor Abbott in Texas take down the razor wire they've installed to keep the illegal immigrants from crossing the border more easily. All the while, Governor Abbott maintains that over 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border in the last 3 years. And he maintains the delegated ports of entry are the safest route for immigrants to come in, but without the razor wire, without the other obstacles that Abbott has installed, he says that people are going to be drowning, people are going to be dying. It is much safer just to have them come through the ports of entry. Well, since the Supreme Court ruled to take the razor wire down, Abbott has put his foot down. Texas sent a statement to Biden, and it's interesting to say the least. First off, he claims in the statement that Biden has violated his oath to execute on the immigration laws and has instead spent his time suing his state when attempting to secure the border. Not only has he not executed standing law to protect the border, which is a break of oath, he is further enticing illegal immigrants to cross more dangerous paths into the country, which is more dangerous and leads to drownings. He then goes on to claim that our founding fathers foresaw a situation where the states could be left to contend with a lawless president, and he must act to protect the people of America and his state from the cartels and drugs being smuggled into the country. Now, what this ultimately means is Governor Abbott has declared an invasion of his state, and he is protected under the law to protect his state and his borders at all costs. If you didn't think that situation was interesting enough, where you have a governor defying an order of the Supreme Court and the president, it gets better. Since then, Biden has come back and warned Governor Abbott, take down the razor wire or there will be consequences. And he gave a deadline, and that deadline is today. Well, what could this mean? Well, there are many that are worried about this being the brewing of another civil war. Brothers fighting brothers, fathers fighting sons. We've been there before in this great country, and it wasn't a pretty place. It could potentially escalate by Biden trying to federalize the Texas National Guard, essentially taking Governor Abbott's troops from Texas and federalizing them, turning them into federal agents, essentially. Well, just because he could do that, will he? Right in time for another election, that would likely piss off a lot of people. It would kick up a lot of dust. He may not want to make that move. And maybe coincidentally, there's been quite a bit of marketing for a new movie coming out about another civil war. It just seems like there's a lot floating around about this subject. Some call it pre-programming. Maybe it's coincidence. You tell me in the comments what you think. It just seems odd and more than coincidence that there's all this talk in the air in this movie. And now we've got this going on. And we've already been in a state of divisiveness and hatred for one another. Political divisiveness, racial. It just seems like there's too much tension in the air to be throwing out a movie about fighting. And not just fighting, but infighting within the states against one another. So it'll be very interesting today to see what Governor Abbott does in response to Biden's 24-hour warning. Today we should be seeing something, hopefully not an escalation of the situation. But regardless, what can you do about it? A potential division so great that we begin fighting each other. For what? Well, it seems simple enough, but so many people forget when it matters the most. And that is do what you can control. Do what you have control over. Where are you at in your preparations? Do you have at least a minimum of 3 to 6 months worth of food and water, potable water that you can just drink out of a container? Do you have ways to procure food and water when you run out, if you run out? Do you have ways to produce this food and produce other things that you might need? What about ways to defend yourself? How about physical fitness or your skills to be able to start a fire without a lighter, to be able to filter water without a filter or a way to purify? No matter where you're at, keep pushing yourself every single day. Push yourself just to be 1% better every single day. And what you push yourself on is completely unique to you. It could be physical fitness. It could be the skills that we just talked about. It could be building that 3 to 6 months minimum of food and water. And I say 3 to 6 months because that is a minimum in which to get you through a cold season, a winter season like we're in right now. But I will say this, no one I know wants this to happen or anything like it. In a world where it feels like this is just another thing on a pile of issues that we have in the world globally that just causes this never-ending feeling of anxiety and fear of the unknown. What's going to happen next? But I know some and more every day that feel like there needs to be a change. Something needs to change. We cannot continue like this. A never-ending state of conflict and divisiveness that feels like it's growing every day, whether it's racial, political, regardless, it feels like we're falling further apart. And every 4 years, a president comes in and says, I will fix this divisiveness. I will bring the states back together. But it doesn't happen. Most just want peace. Most just want to live their lives, raise their family, know that they're going to be able to pay for the mortgage and afford the grocery bills this month. Maybe something does need to change. The path forward is not of hate and divisiveness and fear. The path forward is a path of compassion and empathy for one another and love for brother and sister, because ultimately that's what we are. Act on what you have control over, which is usually just yourself and the actions that you take each day. Don't fear the unknown or the things you don't have control over. I want this country to be one again. I want to stand united because I know that we can take on any cause when we are. And on that note, folks, stay safe, stay practical. I'll catch you on the next one.